We have discovered that if somebody pours Efer Hachatos into the spring water that's going to be Mechatos, that you can invalidate it by performing a Malacha and interrupting in between before it's finished. And as a result, the Mechatos becomes puzzle. This can happen if he does a Malacha while he's holding the water before he pours the ashes in. Once the ashes are completely poured in, then no Malacha is going to affect the now completed Mechatos. What we're going to find out in the next two Mishnayos is that sometimes the sequence of events can have malachos that interrupt, even if he's pouring twice or if two people are pouring at the same time. Let's find out. Hamakadesh ba'achas yado v'osa malacha ba'achas yado. Somebody is pouring ashes into the mechatos with one hand, but meanwhile his other hand is text messaging or cutting a fruit or something. So he's doing a malacha at the same time im lo puzzle. If he was making mechatos for himself, he owned it and he was planning it for his own use, then he passed the mechatos. But based on something we learned in the first mission in the parak, the imla acher kosher. If, on the other hand, the mechatos he was preparing while his other hand texted was for somebody else, we learned in Mishnah Aleph that you can't passel somebody else's water by performing a malacha. The principle here is that you can't make usur something that's not yours. And this is a halachic principle with various applications. But in this particular case, he can't passel somebody else's water by performing a simultaneous malacha. It's not his. So the water is kosher. Hamakadish lo ula acher. What if he was making mechatos by pouring ashes into his water and somebody else's, either at the same time, he's pouring ashes into two different barrels of spring water, or he put ashes into his friend's water before doing his own. Shelo pasul. His is pasul. Because by doing another malacha that interrupted, he has pasuled his own mechatos. But shel acher kosher. As we saw in the previous case, the mechatos of his friend is kosher because his interruption doesn't affect somebody else's mechatos. Hamakadish l'shnayim ke'echod, shneihem ksherim. Let's say he was pouring ashes into two different people's mechatos, so he wasn't doing anything for himself. This is all for other people. Then both of them are kosher, even if he was doing some kind of malacha simultaneously, because each act of kedusha is for somebody else, not for him. And he can't passel guy number one, and he can't passel guy number two. So even if he poured one first and then the other one, his interruption is not a malacha, because neither of the waters are his. He is incapable of rendering pasul somebody else's mechatos in this manner of doing a malacha that interrupts. One could be metame mechat, one could do all kinds of things that could wreck it, but the doing a malacha issue, which is what our parak is concerned with, he did not affect. Now a little more complicated, Mishnah Dalet. Kadesh li va'akadesh loch. Reuven says to Shimon, two guys, each one of them filled up a keli full of spring water that they're going to make into mechatos. And then Reuven says to Shimon, you make my mechatos first, and then I'll pour into your water and make your mechatos. So instead of each one of us pouring into our own barrel, let's switch it up, and you'll do mine, and then I'll do yours. Harishon kasher. The first one is kasher, but the second one is puzzle. The first one is kasher, the one belonging to Reuven, because there was no interruption before his was mixed, and as a result, his mechatos is just fine. On the other hand, the second guy, by pouring into Reuven's, just passeled his own water, because he did a malacha in between his water becoming mechatos, even though somebody else is going to sanctify his water for him, but he's the one who interrupted with a separate action. And so he passels his own water, as we saw in Mishnah Aleph, you can passel your own, and that's what he did by interrupting. Male liva amale loch. What if Reuven said to Shimon, first you fill spring water into a keli for me, and then I will fill one up for you. So neither one of them talked about pouring the ashes in. It was just purely about filling. Then ha'acharon kasher. Only the second one, the last one, is kasher. Because Reuven and Shimon have each performed a malacha, filling each other's containers with water. But since Shimon drew water for Reuven before Reuven drew for Shimon, because Reuven said, you do mine first, then his malacha doesn't count because it didn't interrupt. By the time Shimon's water was being poured into the keli, it was after Shimon had done a malacha. So Shimon's malacha didn't interrupt his keli being filled. On the other hand, Reuven, whose keli was filled first, then fills Shimon's. He did a malacha, he passed his own water. So in this case, the last guy lucks out because his pouring came before his own was filled. Whereas the first guy who poured first and then was filled, he interrupted. And as such, the sequence ruined his mechatas. So he better find new water and pull it up himself, and then he can pour the ashes into that one. Kadesh liva amaleloch. Reuven had already filled his own container, his own keli, and he says, you put ashes in my keli, and then I will fill water for you, because you don't have any yet. Then shneim ksherim, both of them are kosher. Because, since there was no interruption before Reuven's water already drawn was mixed, so his water is kosher. Shimon's water hadn't been drawn yet. So once Reuven fills it, Shimon didn't do anything to interrupt in the middle. He finished already. So his water is kosher too. Everybody's fine. On the other hand, Mali liva akadesh loch. If Reuven said to Shimon, who already had a filled keli of spring water, and he said, you fill mine up, and then I'll pour ashes in yours, shneim sulim, they're both pasul. Because Shimon's was already full. And while he waits and pours water for Reuven, he interrupted. Reuven's water was now filled by Shimon, and then he pours ashes in Shimon's, so he interrupted. So each guy interrupted himself, one by pouring, one by mixing with ashes. And so both of them are pasul, and nobody has valid mechatas.